From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Another proposal to extend benefits to the long-term unemployed has failed in the Senate. The extension would have lasted 3 months and cost $6.5 billion. NPR's Elsa Chang reports the measure fell one vote short of the 60 votes needed to pass.
Since benefits for the long-term unemployed expired December 28, the Senate has voted on a few different proposals on how to extend those payments. Republicans have been demanding that any extension be paid for by cuts elsewhere in the federal budget. Democrats have agreed to that, but disputes have focused on what that offset would be and how many amendments to the legislation Republicans can bring. Even if the Senate is able to pass legislation to extend benefits, the fight in the House is likely to be more intense. House Speaker John Boehner has said he'll only consider an extension if it's paid for and if it comes with a plan for job creation. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
According to House Speaker Boehner, the Republican-controlled body has no intention of missing a late February deadline to up the government's borrowing ability. The Ohio Republican says we are not going to default on our debt, and he also held out the possibility the House could consider a so-called clean debt limit increase that includes no GOP add-ons.
We're in discussions with members about how we can move ahead. We've got time to do this. We're going to continue to work at it. No decisions have been made.
Boehner struggling to win enough support among Republicans to pass a debt limit measure without any help from Democrats. Obama administration officials think Russia might have been behind a leaked telephone conversation between two U.S. diplomats. The conversation was about Ukraine and plays into Russia's complaints about U.S. meddling, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains.
The recording posted on YouTube sounds like Assistant Secretary of State for Europe Victoria Nuland talking with the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine about which opposition figures should join a coalition government. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki didn't raise any doubts about the authenticity of the recording, nor did she say who might have bugged the diplomats, but she points out Russian officials were the first to tweet about it.
This is a new low in Russian tradecraft.
She says Nuland had to apologize to the European Union for a part of the conversation when Nuland used a curse word to express frustration with the EU's approach to Ukraine. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A private sector jobs report appears to be painting a mixed picture of the labor market so far this year. The outplacement firm Challenger Grain Christmas says after hitting a 13-year low in December, it saw an uptick in layoffs last month. Or at least some of that loss may have been seasonal, with the majority of layoffs coming in retail, where many companies had hired temporary employees during the busy holiday season. Wall Street closed higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 188 points to end the session at 15,628. That was a gain of more than 1%. The NASDAQ closed up 45 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 21 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. According to U.S. Research Institute, an upgrade of North Korea's main rocket launch pad could be completed by spring, with officials saying that in turn could mean more testing by the North. U.S. Korea Institute at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies citing new satellite imagery that shows modifications underway at the site. North Korea watchers say it appears the site is being readied for the possible testing of larger rockets, something the U.S. views as worrisome, since the country is continuing to try to develop ballistic missile technology. A disgraced Catholic religious order has apologized to the many victims of its late founder, a prelate who lived a double life as a pedophile, womanizer, and drug addict. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the Legionnaires of Christ accused the founder of reprehensible and objectively immoral behavior.
Delegates from around the world meeting in Rome to set a new direction for the Legion denounced the magnitude of the evil and scandal caused by Father Marcial Maciel. He founded the Legion in 1941 and led it until the Vatican removed him in 2006. For decades, the Vatican had dismissed accusations by seminarians that Maciel had abused them. Former members say the order was run like a cult rooted in secrecy, while Maciel led a double life and fathered at least three children by two women. Delegates elected a new general director, Reverend Eduardo Robles Gil, a longtime Maciel aide. But in a sign of Vatican mistrust of the Legion's decisions, the Holy See appointed two reform-minded advisors to serve on its governing council. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
So we kick off to Fashion Week in New York, designers including Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein touting their latest fashions. Fashion Week draws an estimated 232,000 people to more than 500 shows. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.